Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Friday, the 12th of April 2024. Today's topic is Divine Duties. Our text today is taken from Psalm chapter 119 verses 41 through 48. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgments. Verse 44. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever. And I will walk at liberty. For I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Key verse. Psalm chapter 119 verse 48. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes. Duties are assigned responsibilities or tasks to someone by a superior person. In the school, teachers give the students what to do with a specific time to do it. Parents also do the same at home. The Word of God, which is the eternal constitution, reveals the divine duties from God to His creatures. These divine duties or responsibilities are 1. Trusting the Word of God. Trusting human words will not achieve much in life. 2. Obeying the Word of God. The psalmist makes a commitment that he would obey and keep the word of God always. 3. Preaching the word without shame. It is our duty to teach, preach, and share the word of God with others, with the objective of leading them to the salvation of the Lord. 4. Loving the word of God. Jesus said, "If we love him, we must keep his commandments." 5. Standing for the word of God. We must do this without compromise. 6. Meditating on the Word of God. When we are saved through His mercy, His grace flows into our lives and releases divine strength to carry out the divine responsibilities acceptably. Prayer for today. Lord, grant me strength to perform all my divine duties to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Acts chapter 13 verses 1 through 3. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.